This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a disturbance on South Cheyenne. Received a complaint that a male was using a car wash bay to wash their vehicle, but they were also changing their oil in the bay.
Oh, no.
They are advised that they cannot have people change their oil because it's harmful to the water line, plus the environment as well, of course. The male was asked to leave, but refused to leave. Continued to change his oil. An officer responded, spoke to the male, who advised that he will leave and not return to his position completed. So he got booted out of the car wash, Russ.
So he was just draining his oil into the car wash drain.
Yeah.
And which one? Where was this again?
Over at Blair's.
Good grief.
Car wash over there. Yeah, because, you know, rules pertain to others, Russ. Not him. Come on. And I'm sure he calls himself, I'm an environmentalist.
What an idiot.
I don't use plastic. I'm just going to dump my oil in there. Fireworks complaint. Homesteader Court received a complaint of kids setting off fireworks behind the Powell Rec Center. Mm-hmm. Officers responded, spoke with the subject, who was shooting off model rockets that have fire when they shoot up and then come down with a parachute. They advised the person to go outside the city limits. Disposition completed. So.
Well, it's not a firework. Come on.
Yeah, it's a rocket.
It's a rocket.
Yeah. A disturbance north of Zorka received a concern from a resident who heard a baby across the hall screaming. Officers responded, spoke with the parents, and checked the baby. Everything was fine. We got a baby checklist here. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Little drool. I'll put that on there.
He responds properly to, got your nose.
Yeah. Yeah. Other law violation, North Bernard, received a report of harassment. Officers made contact with all subject involved, advised them to not have contact with each other. Well, how are you supposed to harass them then?
Makes it tough.
Disturbance, West 2nd, received a report of some children playing Ding Dong Ditch. Oh. Officers responded, spoke with the RP. The RP spoke with the children already about the issue, but wanted police presence as well. Somebody with a taser. Officers were not able to make contact with the children. Disposition assistance, Kevin. So the guy already shook his fist at the kids, you know, for ringing his doorbell, but he wanted the police involved. So there you go. Attempt to locate. Avenue E received a request to help locate a subject. Subject found short time later, and they returned home. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So just don't do that to me, Russ. I can't find Scott. Let's call the cops. Could you go find him?
Go check on my buddy, would you? Make sure he's still breathing.
Yeah. Traffic stop on South Panther. Traffic stop resulted in the arrest of a 29-year-old female from Powell on an active warrant and possession of a controlled substance. Transported to the Park County Detention Center. Disposition completed. So, you got a warrant out for you, but still you want to drive your dope around. Because it likes to go for a ride.
It does.
Yeah, hang its head out the window.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Especially when the cops are in the neighborhood. fireworks complaint on Wood Street. Received a report of quite a few fireworks being lit off between Avenue J and Avenue K on Wood. Officers checked the area. Didn't hear anything upon their arrival. Disposition. Nothing found. Yeah, it was going on. It's still going on over on by my house. Right?
Oh, yeah.
We're still celebrating. We're celebrating that we bought too much firework.
Yeah.
So, suspicious activity, East Madison. Received a report of a truck that was being driven slowly by a male subject alongside another male that was walking with a cell phone. Officers responded, checked the area. They made contact with the male who was looking for money he lost. Disposition completed. So, good luck there.
It's around here somewhere.
And then the guy in the truck was helping him by driving alongside of him.
He's not going to get out and walk with you.
No. Yeah. He's helping, though, in case it, you know, somehow ends up on his windshield.
Hey, there it is.
Yeah, I think I'll go over to Everett's, though, and look for more money. So, Child Welfare, South Jones, received requests to check the welfare of some children. Officers spotted, made contact, all was fine, disposition completed. Sure, it's summer vacation, Ross, so let's check on the children. Fraud-related, North Clark received report of a possible fraud. An officer spoke with the RP, advised they didn't give any information except their name. Disposition completed. It's best to use someone else's name, Russ, so when you're being frauded. Officer flagged down South Panther Boulevard. The officer advised the person flagged him down to tell him they saw two juvenile males carrying a red gas can and were trying to get into vehicles. The officer responded, located the subject. They advised they were looking at cars at a dealership, but not trying to get at them. Disposition completed.
Well, what's up with the gas can?
I don't know. That's what they do. They walk around town with it.
Maybe it was filled with, like, Mountain Dew or something.
It doesn't have a tag for this, Russ. What was in the actual gas can? But they were just looking at vehicles, Russ. They were doing anything. Traffic stop, citation for driving under suspension. Property loss, West Baldridge, received report of a lost wedding ring. Dispatch handled. So it just flew off the hand. Don't know how it happened.
Might have had a little alcohol lubrication help there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Property damage, Fort Drum Drive. Received report of vandalism to a building. An officer responded in the case under investigation. Disposition, see case. Hopefully not to Fort Drum, Ross.
Not the drum.
Yeah, Fort Drum that protected the pioneers of Powell for years from the Norwegians that would disguise themselves as Native Americans and try to attack the irrigators way back when in Powell.
Try to make you eat cheese.
That's part of the history of Powell, is Fort Drum. Animal Noisy, West Fort, received report that a house in the corner has three dogs and they bark at 5 a.m. every morning. Well, you know what time 5 is then. CSO spoke with the owner. They issued a warning for noisy animals, failure to obtain a dog license, of course, and more than two household pets. So the neighbors ratted them out.
Whoops.
Yeah. So animal call between 4th and the fairgrounds. Received report of two dogs inside a vehicle. RP believes they shouldn't be there in the heat. CSO spotted, advised the dogs looked okay for now. Owner contacted. They are advised of the complaint. Disposition completed. So you got people going to the fair, Ross, but you got to bring your dogs. But you can't bring them around the fairgrounds. Yeah. What are you going to do? Just leave them in the car.
Oh, yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah. Traffic complaint, North Hamilton, received a complaint of multiple cars that were constantly speeding in the area during the fair. Disposition completed.
They heard they were down to their last corn dog.
Yes, and it takes three tickets to ride this ride out on the street. Animal call, North Cheyenne, received report of a white dog that had jumped the fence, got tangled up in its chain. An officer responded, unable to untangle the chain all the way because the dog was acting aggressive. It was untangled enough so the dog had room to lie down. The owner notified about their stupid dog. So, wonder how many times the cop said, you idiot. You know, 'cause you go near it, dog would want to bite him.
Yep.
Yep. So, it's like, I'm just trying to help. Yep. Nope. Traffic stop, East Coulter. Traffic stop, warning failure to maintain a single lane and violation of license restriction, which means they are usually underage or a judge told them they couldn't do that. I got time real quick for today what happened in Cody, including an arrest of a 51-year-old out of Hinsdale, Illinois, arrested for DUI, interference with a peace officer, no taillights, and following too close, which means usually he bumped into somebody. But he had an excuse because he was drunk. So.
And he was from Hinsdale.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, Avenue B. Tan RV keeps moving around the area. People living in the RV taping up the windows, etc. At night. What is going on, etc.-ish over there?
Just looking for a little privacy.
Yeah. Drug-related, Draw Street. RP says she found some possible drug paraphernalia in the gun safe. Says it belongs to her sister. Possibly some meth as well.
Oh,
disposition.
Geez.
CK. So, sister left her meth in the drug safe, is what she called it. So, let's see. Welfare check. Welfare. Suspicious activity. Meadow Lane. RP states a male in all black was just standing in front of her house staring. Disposition. Unable to locate. So he stared and left. So he was not there anymore.
Maybe it was the ghost of Johnny Cash.
That could be.
A man in black.
Yeah. And he was returning to Cody, I guess. I don't know. Sister Heather NC, milepost 16, RP State's truck all over the road, driving in the turn lane, on the shoulder, disposition, unable to locate, so they drove away. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where sometime Tim on Friday just sits there and stares. Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Plotter Report.